Communication. From Pavlov's Dog to Song Branding. The new book by John Groves.
Killing Me Softly. Now, I've always known that country music is depressing. I remember producing a country album for the company Goodyear Tires at the end of the 70s and having to go through a pre-selection of songs about divorce, alcohol, being a loser, a tramp, betrayed, a murderer, and so on. I was so damn depressed before I even started the production. It was a revelation to discover later that I'm not the only one that country music affects in this way. In an audit of 49 metropolitan areas, Stephen Stack of the University of North Carolina writes about a study that shows that the more airtime devoted to country music, the greater the white suicide rate is. Now, classical composers haven't had it too well either. "He is melancholic almost to the point of madness," said Edward Grieg about Tchaikovsky. "He is a beautiful and good person, but an unhappy one." Tchaikovsky was known to be depressive. He had suffered a nervous breakdown and attempted suicides. One by walking into an icy cold river and waiting to catch pneumonia to allow him a quiet and scandalous death. His Sixth Symphony is said to be a symphonic suicide note. He died a week after its premiere. The official cause of death was given as poisoning after drinking some dodgy water. But unofficially, his death was considered to be suicide. Now, Beethoven was also said to have been depressed when he composed the Moonlight Sonata. And let's face it, his Third Symphony wasn't exactly a barrel of laughs either. Depression was possibly the driving force behind his creativity, as it has been for many composers and artists. I remember reading that Robert Schumann was reputed to have had a kind of tinnitus, a perfect A that over the years gradually evolved into a full orchestra playing the most wonderful music, which he later incorporated into a violin concerto. Scientists agree that this suggests that he had a bipolar disorder, or syphilis, or possibly both. Incidentally, the most depressive composition ever has to be Adagio for Strings by Samuel Barber, which has become something of a funeral hit. In 2004, it was actually awarded first prize in a competition for the saddest song in the world. I can't wait to be invited onto that jury. What will they think of next? Well, they actually thought of something even sillier than that. The Darwin Awards. Although this has no music relevance, it's nonetheless hilarious. This prize is awarded annually to the person who did the gene pool the biggest service by killing themselves in the most extraordinarily stupid way. But it's not just composers that kill themselves. The music itself can apparently inspire the listener to put an end to it all, or just go out and murder someone. This next bit is scary.